We're joined now by reporter Wren Larson from the Assembly. Wren, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me here, Tony.
Well, fascinating article that you have about DEI and the politics of DEI. First of all, I think most people realize DEI stands for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. But how did that title actually come about, combining those three together?
I mean, diversity, equity, and inclusion have been different. Some of these words are terms that have existed in hiring and in, I guess, fair worker treatment.
I know that for a long time you would hear diversity and inclusion, but equity seems to have moved in it later than the other two.
Yeah, I would say a lot of the corporate speak for DEI, including equity, happened after the murders of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor in 2020 by police, and people started to realize that diversity and inclusion are good, but there really is unfair treatment and recorded unfair treatment still of, unfortunately, Black people in our country.
Well, really, I would think that some of the genesis of this would have to go back to 1964 and the Civil Rights Act.
The Civil Rights Act, yes. Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, when we, as a country, made it clear that discrimination on race, national origin, color, and gender is illegal.
And that had been pushed through by President Lyndon Baines Johnson after the assassination of President Kennedy, somewhat as a tribute to President Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. And not without extensive debate and lots of amendments and a lot of work, filibusters to get it over the finish line. I was not alive then, but I've tried to learn as much as I can.
Well, as we've seen diversity, equity, inclusion evolve over the years, was it really George Floyd that brought it to the fore of public attention once again?
You know, that's a really strong question. And many people would say, and people I've spoken to in working on this article, diversity, equity, and inclusion has been a long battle that they've been working on. I spoke to many people who've been doing this work for 2 decades, 5 decades, and so to them, you know, the work has been consistent through time to ensure that people are treated fairly and equally, but the term changed.
Well, your article focuses on the politics of DEI, and we've seen a different political attitude, we're tempted to say, just going back to the inauguration of President Trump, but it actually goes back a little bit further than that, see, some of this change, I think.
We saw attacks on DEI well before Trump's presidency the second time. We saw it in his first presidency.
Was that when we started hearing the term woke at that point?
Woke, critical race theory, lots of terms that began to garner attention and division based on political party.
Big focus of your article has been changes within state government, and you singled out particularly the State Department of Labor.
Right. So roughly a week after Trump's inauguration, Labor Commissioner Luke Farley, he issued a proclamation saying that he was removing diversity, equity, and inclusion from his office, going towards merit-based hiring and ensuring that there's no DEI in promotions and hiring, as well as in performance evaluations. And my background, I've worked in government before. I've worked in federal government. I've worked in local government. I've hired. And so I was really curious, how does DEI exist in state government? Because my understanding is government agencies really strictly have to follow equal employment opportunity law, so you can't be giving preferential treatment based on race or ethnicity. And so, we started to dig in and try to understand what he was trying to change.
Have we seen changes within other state agencies as well? I'm thinking particularly about those that are run not by appointees of the governor, but by Council of State members?
Yeah. So State Auditor Dave Bullock, who I heard is going to be on your
station.
He'll
be on in just about an hour from now.
Yeah. He echoed Commissioner Farley and said that not only is he going to ensure that there's only merit-based hiring, but he was also removing a training. And the training that was referenced was an unconscious bias training for that his employees had been required to do since former Auditor Beth Wood was in the office, a Democrat. And so
ironically, Wood said she agreed with his decision.
Yeah. So Beth Wood, she says that if you set up a culture where workers are treated fairly, and she mentioned that, you know, if they had a performance reviews for employees wouldn't go just through the hiring and supervising manager, but those would be evaluated all up the chain to make sure that there was not some sort of animosity or preferential treatment in evaluations. And likewise, you know, if someone had a negative report. And so she said, if you set up a culture where everyone is treated fairly and is treated equally, you know, the label of diversity, equity, inclusion. And so this really came about because of a performance metric that employees were evaluated on that is labeled diversity, equity, inclusion. But really asks, are employees treating each other fairly? And are they treating each other with respect? And she had that added to her employees' performance evaluations after Floyd's
murder. Do you get the impression that for some people that the term diversity, equity, inclusion, and meritocracy are mutually exclusive for some reason?
Unfortunately, I think that's where the political lines are drawn right now, where it's generally individuals who are more conservative and more often conservative men who view that diversity, equity, and inclusion does not align with merit. And so there's there are varying perspectives based on generally politics that separate merit versus DEI. Proponents of DEI would say that this complements merit-based hiring, citing studies of how someone's last name can impact whether they're hired or not, but their qualifications would be the same on a resume.
And are we seeing the same evolution in these views of DEI in the private culture as well as in government?
Oh, I mean, so I'd say the private culture, corporations led this before our state government did. We saw large corporate employers rolling back DEI initiatives or removing the words diversity, equity, and inclusion from their websites. Some have traded the word diversity, equity, and inclusion for teamwork or collaboration, wanting to maintain the programs, but not using the words that have become a bit tempestuous right now politically.
Ren, it's a fascinating article, and where can folks read it?
You can find it at The Assembly. You can go to www.theassemblync.com, and you can find me on Twitter and Blue Sky. Just search R-E-N Larson, L-A-R-S-O-N.
And if you're like me, you can print it out.
Yes, I love printing it out. Yeah. There's amazing artwork, too.
It really is. It's a very, very colorful photos in this. Ren, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Tony.